Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A sharp spike in COVID-19 cases were recorded across the Hunter regions in the past 24 hours. A total of 45 new cases were identified, leaving it to be the highest recorded to date since September 18th, when 30 were documented. The new record takes the total number in the current outbreak to 521, with 342 active cases. 20 are from Newcastle's LGA, 19 in Lake Macquarie, 3 in Maitland, 2 in Cessnock and 1 in Port Stephens. 29 were infectious while in the community, 10 were isolating and 6 remain under investigation. Chief Health Officer Dr. Dave Durheim says it's concerning how many individuals were out in the public during their infectious period.
Daunting numbers of COVID-19 cases in Hunter, New England yesterday, with the bulk of those cases, of the 45 cases, being in the Newcastle and Lake Macquarie LGAs, but also extending to Port Stephens, Maitland and Cessnock. The really concerning issue is the large proportion of cases that actually were infectious in the community with COVID-19.
The Australia Day Award nominations are still ongoing for the Upper Hunter Shire Council. Mayor Maurice Collison is calling on locals to start nominating individuals within the community that they think are deserving for the accolade.
Every year, local individuals and organisations are recognised for their achievements and their contribution to the community. So, yes, anyone out there that wishes to nominate someone for a community group of the year, a citizen of the year, young citizen of the year, achiever of the year, please get the nomination forms from the council or download them off the council website. And those nominations close on the 29th of October. So there's many people out there that need recognising for what they've done. So this is your chance to nominate them.
And a new report has found more support and funding is needed to help local councils deal with the growing costs of climate change. It warns the ongoing costs of adapting to local climate risks and responding to natural disasters continues to skyrocket, while councils' share of tax revenue is shrinking. Professor Leslie Hughes from the Climate Council says local councils are effectively being asked to do more with less, especially in regional areas.
While climate change poses a grave risk to all local councils, those in regional and rural communities in particular are more vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, and they're often the least well-resourced to plan for these events. So this report explores several local council case studies in rural and regional areas, such as those councils that suffered enormous impacts from the bushfires in 2019-20.